New research has found almost 2 million Australian adults begin taking prescription opioids every year, thousands of them becoming long-term users. The Monash University study, published today in a British medical journal, says patients are also being prescribed stronger initial doses than they have been previously. This comes a week after statistics released by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare showed that the impact of legal opioids overwhelmed illicit ones like heroin by about 3-1. Dr. Norman Swan joins us now. Hello, Norman.
Hi, Fran.
So opioid use is on the increase in Australia as it is around the world. First, what medications are we talking about?
So in Australia, we're mostly talking about, so codeine was taken off the, you can't get it over the counter, you can get it by prescription. So codeine's one of them. But the more potent ones are mostly oxycodone in Australia, which is, the brand name is Endone. Less prevalent in Australia is a drug called fentanyl, which is a huge problem in North America, a very potent opioid. But it's mostly oxycodone, Endone.
And why are they being prescribed in ever increasing numbers, given we know the concerns about them?
So the first thing that has to be said is the statistics show that the vast majority of people who get prescribed these drugs are fine, because they get prescribed them for acute pain post-surgery. So you've had a knee replacement, very painful operation, or any bone operation, you have these and people tell you, you know, thank God for Endone. Mm. Some people hate it, by the way, they get terrible side effects. But the key is how long it goes on for, what sort of dose you get, and being careful about ongoing use. But most people get off it fairly quickly. Then there's the question of, but some people are being given these drugs when they've got chronic pain. So some people get it for chronic cancer pain, mm-hmm. and that's legitimate. But the vast majority of people who get into problems get it for chronic pain.
So when it's prescribed, as you say, many of those prescriptions for an immediate pain, like post-surgery, post-seizure, post-back surgery, something like that, and then they're only given short-term prescriptions, presumably. So it's longer-term prescription use is a problem? Or?
Good point. The issue in hospitals has been there's been poor control of take-homes. So the surgeons are being given too many of these pills back home with people that are not limited and probably too high a dose. GPs are not getting discharge summaries, so not quite sure what people are on, and then you get an escalating dose and you can get miscommunication there. So the discipline has got to be that when you're in hospital, you get it and you get your acute pain relieved, and they take a lot of care about what you get home, what you're allowed to take home.
Okay, let's put it in perspective. What do the statistics tell us about the level of threat?
Deaths have doubled in 10 years. Most of those are due to, you know, 2/3 of those are due to prescription opioids. A third are due to heroin. So it overwhelms heroin, as you said, by 3-1. The hospitalizations have increased by about 40%, and that's due to poisonings, overdose. Because remember what happens here. So let me just come back to chronic pain for a moment. So you've got chronic back pain.
Yep.
There is no evidence that opioids help chronic pain. In fact, they make things worse because you get into all sorts of side effects with chronic pain, and there's no evidence that it's effective. Other treatment is effective for chronic pain, not opioids. And the problem here is that as you take it, you get used to these drugs, and to get the same level of pain relief, you've got to increase the dose. But while you get used to these drugs for pain relief, the toxic dose that's going to kill you or send you to hospital doesn't change. So as you increase your dose, you get closer and closer to the dose that's going to kill you.
Okay, so what is the right way to treat chronic pain if it's not opioids? Presumably you're getting opioids because it does deal with the pain immediately.
Yeah, and you get this rollover from acute pain into chronic pain.
Yeah.
But people think that they need it for their chronic pain, but in fact it's not helping that much. So the right treatment for chronic pain is, first of all, effective treatment of acute pain, so that you don't go into chronic pain. Identifying people at risk in hospital who are going to go into chronic pain, and that's often psychological and social issues around that you can identify. To some extent, people are going to chronic pain, you've got to be careful. And when you've got chronic pain, you need what's called multidisciplinary care. You need exercise, you need physiotherapy, you need psychotherapy, and careful adjustment of your pain relief. It's not an easy thing to treat, and opioids are used as often as the easy way out.
Okay, just before I let you go, and while we're talking about drugs, there's been a scare too about a popular group of medications for type 2 diabetes. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, these are called the SGLT2 inhibitors. They actually work by make your kidney pee out more sugar, Sounds good. In fact, you lose weight. You lose about 3 kilos of weight you can on these drugs. But there's more and more worries about them, and that it can make your blood acidotic. There's worries about amputations. And a large study of 34,000 people in Denmark, new users of these drugs compared to other diabetic drugs, showed that it tripled the amputation rate. So there's something going on with these drugs. It seems to be an effect of all of these drugs. We'll have more in the health report tonight just to explain.
Just for people just listening now, are there common names, household names for this SGLT2?
Jardiance is the brand name of one, Invokana, Forxiga. Invokana, which is Canaglif. Close, which I just get the pronunciation right. I'm not sure that's available anymore in Australia.
Right.
But these drugs are not to be panicked over. Don't stop them suddenly. Talk to your GP about it and listen to the health report and you'll get some sense tonight.
Listen to the health report. He's saying it again. Do it. 5:30 here on RN or anywhere, of course, anytime. I mean, on the ABC Listen app. Dr. Norman Swan, thank you very much.
You're welcome.